Welcome to Healthy Slide, a podcast where we bring you information regarding lifestyle and diet, disease conditions, sexual health, maternal and child health. At Healthy Slide, we believe everyone should have access to information whenever, wherever.
Let's be honest here. How many times do you wash your hands in a day? I mean, is this something of importance to you? My reason for asking is quite simple. See, it's quite easy to forget to wash your hands, especially with all these busy schedules and work. But there's a big but. Have you ever thought of the health havoc you're wreaking onto yourself just by not washing your hands? Today, we are focusing on hand washing basics. What actually you need to know. Washing of hands, a skill we all learned in the early years of our childhood, is often neglected. A survey cited by the Food and Drugs Administration, FDA, showed that most people don't wash their hands as often as they say they do, which is quite funny. Hand washing is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your family from getting any illness. It is not only essential in the health facility, but in every workplace, school, or any other institution. An important fact of hand washing is the prevention of the spread of infectious microbes from one person to another. As mentioned, it is essential in every institution, especially for people who handle food or who have frequent physical contact with other people. Normally, the skin is colonized by microbes, and even normal healthy people are at risk. These microbes could hide in the outer layers of the skin, which is most likely seen in hospital-acquired infections. It could also be deeply attached to the skin and are normally influenced by our diet, environment, and hygienic habits. Recent studies have found that the area under the fingernails is likely to harbor large amounts of bacteria. In view of this study, it is advisable to keep fingernails short and to avoid artificial nails, especially if you are a health worker or a caterer. There are some key moments we encounter in our daily lives which require hand washing. These are before, during, and after food preparation, before and after eating food, before and after caring for someone at home who is sick with vomiting or diarrhea, before and after treating a cut or wound, after using the toilet, after changing diapers or cleaning up a child who has used the toilet, after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, after touching an animal feed or waste, after touching garbage. Now, one may ask, what product can I use to improve hand hygiene? Smart question indeed. There are a wide variety of hand hygiene products on the market. However, WHO guidelines recommend antiseptic agents such as alcohol, normally found in hand sanitizing wrap, antiseptic soap, and other antiseptic agents such as chlorhexidine, triclosan, and iodophore preparations normally used in health facilities. Research was done comparing the effect of cleaning hands with plain soap and with antibacterial agents. Soaps had a detergent action, that is, it could remove soil and other organic substances such as blood. However, it had no antimicrobial effect as compared to the antibacterial agents. Recent research shows that hand sanitizing wrap or solutions containing 60 to 95% of alcohol are most effective with excellent antimicrobial activity. Be sure to check the product label of the hand sanitizer to know the amount of alcohol present. The downside to this is that it has no activity against bacterial spores on application. In addition, it is not effective with greasy or chemical stains from pesticides and heavy metal. Not to bore you with all these facts, let us find out more about the steps in hand washing. Washing of hands is easy and is an effective way in preventing spread of germs. Follow these 5 easy steps when washing your hands. 1. Wet your hands with clean running water, preferably your choice, warm or cold. Turn off the tap and apply soap. 2. Lather your hands by rubbing them together with the soap. Lather the back of your hand, between your fingers and under your nail. 3. Scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. In need of a timer? No. Simply hum any childhood rhyme from beginning beginning to end. Twice. 4. Rinse your hands well under the clean running water. 5. Dry your hands using a clean towel or paper tissue. In case of situations where you can't use soap and water, you can use the hand sanitizer wrap instead. Here are the steps in using a hand sanitizer. Apply the gel product to the palm of one hand. Remember to always read the label to learn the correct amount to use. Rub your hands together. Rub the gel over all the surfaces of your hands and fingers until your hands are dry. This normally takes about 20 seconds. Points to note: hand washing is a healthy habit worth sharing. Don't hoard the information and knowledge for yourself. Teach your staff, friends, and family the importance of hand washing. Sharing these basics of hand washing can keep them safe from the spread of germs when they find themselves in any area.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can support us by donating via Anchor or sharing our content to your friends and family. Remember, if it has to be health, think health is life.